For Coco, Cuomo's former closest aide, who's been described as being like a brother to the governor, was found guilty of participating in two bribery schemes where he netted nearly $300,000. One of the schemes involved a job for Percoco's wife, where she did little work. The position was created by a power plant company that had business before the state and was seeking help gaining permits to build a plant in the Hudson Valley. The other scheme involved a Syracuse-based developer that had received contracts under Governor Cuomo's economic development programs. The jury found Percoco received $35,000 in bribes in exchange for helping the company beat back a labor agreement and get reimbursed for funds owed to them by the state. The U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Jeffrey Berman, said in a statement that Percoco was found guilty of selling something priceless that was not his to sell, his position in state government, and that every school child knows Percoco's actions violated the basic tenets of a democracy.
I'm reassured by the verdict.
Susan Lerner heads the government reform group Common Cause.
12 everyday New Yorkers could cut through all of the confusion and get to the main point, which is that the conduct that was introduced at trial was not only wrong, it was illegal and corrupt.
Two of Percoco's three co-defendants in the trial were not convicted on any of the charges. The jury found Core Development Company founder Stephen Aiello guilty on one count of bribery. Percoco got a raise for Aiello's son, Stephen Aiello Jr., who was then a lower-level aide at the governor's office. Core official Joseph Girardi was found not guilty on any of the charges. The jury, which had deliberated for over a week, deadlocked on whether the power plant company official, Competitive Power Ventures Peter Galbraith Kelly, committed any crimes. Cuomo's political opponents seized on the verdict. State Senator and GOP candidate for governor John DeFrancisco says testimony in the trial showed that when Percoco was off the state payroll for most of 2014 and managing Cuomo's reelection campaign, he continued to use his state offices and privileges, making 837 phone calls and meeting with other Cuomo aides.
When everybody understands he is a micromanager of the first degree, and to suggest he knew nothing about Percoco doing these things while in his office making 800 phone calls is just beyond credulity.
And the head of the state's Republican Party, Ed Cox, renewed calls for probes by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office and the State Ethics Commission on whether Cuomo himself was involved in any wrongdoing. Cuomo was not charged with any crimes by the federal prosecutor or implicated in Percoco's deeds. The governor, in a statement, said he finds the verdict personally painful because he has known Percoco for a long time. But he says he respects the jury's decision and agrees that there is no tolerance for any violation of the public trust. Reformers, including Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group, say they hope the verdict will finally spur the governor and lawmakers to fix flaws in the system that led to the conviction.
By any definition, Albany has a corruption problem, and the governor and the legislature have a responsibility to fix it.
Horner says the Percoco case is the first of a string of corruption trials that will play out over the next several months, keeping the issue in the spotlight. The two top former legislative leaders face retrial on corruption charges, and officials involved in Cuomo's signature Buffalo Billion economic development program go to court in the spring. Percoco will be sentenced on June 11th. He faces up to 20 years in prison. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.